It's always sad when a Holy Father passes away. You know, in my household when I was a child growing up, the hierarchy was Jesus, Mary, Joseph, John Paul II, right? He was very important in our family's life. And then when Pope Benedict was elected in 2005, I was in high school. And I didn't really know much about him at the time. But I was concerned. I was like, well, he doesn't seem to have the same charisma as Pope John Paul II. So we'll see how this goes. Well, it was when I was in college here at WVU that I began to really make my faith my own, grow into it. And that's when I really began to discover Pope Benedict XVI's writings, his homilies, just his impact on the church. So he made a great impact in my discernment of my vocation. You know, priests, whenever they enter seminary, they call themselves either JP2 priests, Francis priests, Benedict priests, based on the Pope who was the Holy Father at the time of their discernment and coming in, because the Holy Father makes a great impact on you. So I'm a Benedict priest. I loved Benedict dearly. And so if you notice, in the first page of the program, there's a prayer there. We're going to pray this together for the repose of the soul of Benedict. They announced there's going to be the funeral for the Holy Father on Thursday, I believe, and I'm sure it'll be televised. That's one thing great about the Catholic Church. We still make an impact in the world. It's been on the news constantly since Benedict's passing. Unfortunately, the media did not know Benedict, and so he's often misrepresented. So it's important to listen and read his writings yourselves to see what he actually said. He was very humble, faithful, and clear Holy Father. So we're very grateful for his witness. So we'll pray this prayer together. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, from whom the just receive an unfailing reward, grant that your servant Benedict XVI, our Pope Emeritus, whom you made vicar of Peter and shepherd of your church, may rejoice forever in the vision of your glory. For he was a faithful steward here on earth of the mysteries of your forgiveness and grace. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.